3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you as our guest today as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue we're talking about today. I think a very pertinent issue, one that is taking place today. Solar eclipse, is it God's judgment or God's warning? God's judgment or God's warning? The solar eclipse. We'll be talking about that today, and if you'd be kind enough to limit your conversation today to that subject, I'd appreciate it. We're talking about that specifically because I believe it is that serious that we understand what is happening. Is it God's judgment? One writer said that it was God's judgment. The announcement of God's judgment on America is what the solar eclipse is all about. Or is it a biblical warning? Is it a warning sign? The word sign means, comes the Greek word semion. S-E-M-I-O-N, Simeon. Simeon simply means a benchmark, a sign. For example, you're on the road, you're on the highway, you see a sign that says curve ahead. You see a sign that says ice on the bridge. You see a sign that says S-T-O-P, means stop. Signs have meanings. So we're going to talk about today the solar eclipse. Is it God's judgment or God's warning to us in America and around the world, for that matter? But ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the essence of the issue today, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to so many of you that were praying last week for my bride's back surgery. I'm thankful to announce to you that the surgery went well. The doctor was guided by God in his surgical procedures, and it went well. She is recuperating rapidly, and I am thankful for that. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your interest, for your prayers. Many of you called, some were aware of it, others were not. I'm thankful also for those that hosted for me last week, and I'm thankful that you, I'm prayerful and thankful at the same time that you had a blessed week and the tuning in of Let's Face the Issues. We're looking forward to what God is going to say as we continue to study His Word and face the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Ladies and gentlemen, may I say to you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God's Word is the truth book, as I call it. Jesus, speaking to His disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in My Word, then you're My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made, "Thy word is truth." Psalms 117, 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." And so I want to impress upon you, our listeners today, that it is the truth of the Word of God that matters, not speculation, not philosophical rhetoric, not denominational dogma, but simply speaking what the Word of God says. It is the truth book. And when we come to a subject as serious as today, I believe that we need to understand the chronology of Scripture, especially when it comes to the prophetic text about eschatological future events. Are we witnessing some of those today? Can we say that the solar eclipse today in America, it's not global, you must understand that. It's not global. It's in America. Coming off the Gulf in Texas, going up through at an angle toward northeast, and exiting into Maine. Is that a sign from the scripture for the last days, perhaps? Is it something that we need to recognize as being a sign of God's judgment, perhaps? But can we go to a biblical truth, a contextual verse that will validate that premise? That's what I want us to understand. There are so many voices out there today, number of voices, multitudes of them are saying, warning, 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 God's going to judge America. That's his sign. Others saying, warning, 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 because the eclipse will cross over some cities named Nineveh. All of a sudden, it's a Nineveh warning. And so I want to try to filter out some that is hearsay, filter out some that is biblical truth, filter out some that is partial truth, and let us understand what God is doing and the real rationale behind what he is doing. When it comes to truth, multitudes are not willing to listen to truth. Multitudes today simply want to believe a partial truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. So there are a number of people today, number of individuals, perhaps you, have believed something that is not true in relationship to this solar eclipse. So we're going to have a brief monologue. After the monologue, I'm going to ask you to limit your calls, your conversation, in context with the issue that we're talking about today. Solar eclipse, God's judgment, or God's warning? Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the truth, I believe it's necessary for us to understand that there are a number of folks today that want to disagree, disbelieve what would be called biblical truth, or truth for that matter, in any category or any type. I'm looking at a headline that said, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. Because the article reads, 55% of Americans, 18 to 35 year old age group, say each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. You can disagree with it. You can disavow it. You can diss it, as the world calls it, disrespect it and reject it. But it doesn't change the reality of truth. This is the reason I think it is vital. When we speak about issues as today, it is vital, especially today, vital for us to understand what the scripture says and what it does not say. The Bible is filled, hear me, with illustrations of the sun turning to darkness, the moon turning to blood, hailstones as much as 100 pounds apiece. Yep, you heard me right. The book of the Revelation during the days of the tribulation. We can find from cover to cover in the Word of God events similar to what we're talking about with the solar eclipse that will happen today. It will happen with the total darkness in a swath across America, coming into the off the coast of Texas, going all the way up through Maine. So can we say, ladies and gentlemen, that that is God's warning to the world when it's just over America primarily that we're seeing this happen? I go back to the centrality of truth. The 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus says, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's what I challenge us to do each and every day on this broadcast. I challenge us to stand for truth. That's what we attempt to do each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old San Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, a sign, a semion, if you want to use the biblical term for a sign. There's a sign. It's a 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole. The base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. Wait. There's some good news. Tools Retirement is now hiring all positions. House and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools Retirement is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools Retirement is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools Retirement to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools Retirement. Make an application for employment. Wait for an interview. See what God does, placing you in the family of Tools Retirement. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a brief monologue. After the monologue, our lines will be open. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, every day, listen carefully, every day we're witnessing God's power, God's authority, God's warnings to the world, not just to America. Just recently, for example, let me just bring this in to tie some loose ends together for us to have the table set, the place set, to look at the issue today. Just recently, you recall a 4.8 earthquake in New York, New Jersey. Shortly after that was a 4.0 aftershock. Prior to that, there was a 7.4 earthquake in Taiwan. And today, America is expected to have a total eclipse from Texas to Maine. Some areas, total darkness. That will be across America. We'll experience that total darkness in a strip of about 120 miles wide, I think they said, according to the NASA scientists. You'll recall that most recently the eclipse was in 2017. And now just 7 years later, the eclipse, is it a sign of the beginning of God's judgment? Or is it a sign warning us that we're in the last days? I'm looking at a couple of articles. I'll touch on one or two of them before we take our first callers. Headline on this article, second earthquake rocks New Jersey at a 4.0 magnitude. April the 5th, 2024, 7:02 p.m., a second earthquake has rocked New Jersey and the surrounding areas on Friday, following earlier a tremor that was left far away as Delaware. The second earthquake occurred 5:59 p.m. The magnitude was 4.0. On the Richter scale, the first quake occurred about 10:23 a.m. and was a magnitude of 4.8, centered at White House Station, New Jersey. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article about the eclipse. Just a little brief introductory portion, because I want to get into the meat of what some are saying, what some are not saying, what some of the pronosticators are saying, what some of the Johnny-come-lately all-knowing prophetic scholars, as they call themselves, have to say. Then I want to look at the scripture, want to analyze it, scrutinize it. Are we looking at signs of God's judgment? Are we looking at signs of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or is it God's warning to us of the future, and these are the last of the last days before the rapture of the church and the days, 7 years of tribulation taking place? This article reads, 24-24 total eclipse. Where and when? Monday, April the 8th, 2024, a total solar eclipse will occur across North America, passing over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. The total solar eclipse will begin over the South Pacific Ocean, weather permitting, the first location in the continental North America that will experience totally its totality is in Mexico's Pacific coast around 11:07 a.m. The path of the eclipse continues from Mexico, entering the United States into Texas, traveling through Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and then Maine. Small parts of the Tennessee and Michigan will also experience the total solar eclipse. The eclipse will enter Canada and southern Ontario and continue through Quebec, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, and Cape Breton. The eclipse will exit continental North America on the Atlantic coast of Newfoundland, Canada, at about 5:16 p.m. today. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a solar eclipse. What does it connote? What does it say? Where do we go to find the answer? I'm looking at my Bible, and I got it flagged with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, about 10, 11, 12 articles or issues that's found in the Scriptures and the Word of God. But I want us to understand that one of the most important things, hermeneutically speaking, and hermeneutics means the art and science of biblical interpretation, but the most important thing, hermeneutically speaking, is to look at Scripture in context and in the chronological events as God has given them to us. I want to try to steer our understanding in that vein today. There are a lot of people that are frightened, a lot of people that are vitally concerned. In fact, some areas, the governors have called this, by executive order, a total need to have National Guard out and be prepared with some type statewide emergency. But ladies and gentlemen, that's because so many people are crowding in, traveling sometimes and with some people from across the waters to be in America to visualize, to see the total eclipse firsthand. So what does it connote? What does it mean? Why? How should we understand it? Looking at a headline that asked that question, why the 2024 total eclipse will be such a big deal? So we'll talk about that in a moment. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Young, bud. How are you?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing well. I know that events have occurred that have significance, especially when it comes to celestial bodies. I can think of Joshua fighting the Amorites and the sun stopping. There's also, I can't remember, the three-hour period where there was darkness on all the land after Jesus Christ said it is finished. I'm trying to remember the specific story where the sun crept up backwards on the step as a sign to another Israeli leader. But I don't think that this particular eclipse is a doomsday event there. I think a culmination of all the events that are occurring over the entire world are definitely pointing to an eschatological ending, but not a single event like the one today.
Jim, you're exactly right. In fact, I called our attention, you're perhaps familiar with it, some of our listeners may or may not be, but in Matthew chapter 24 and 25, Luke chapter 21, Mark chapter 13, we find those are the eschatological prophetic texts talking about the signs of the last days. And when you look at the Matthew 24, verses 5 and following text, you find the list, if you will, of signs of the last days. And those signs, Jim, and for our listening audience, those signs are the things that is to be fulfilled prior to the second coming of Jesus. But in the intervening time, prior to the second coming of Jesus, is the rapture of the church. So many of these signs that we see pointing to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christian, the bride of Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, can look at them and know that it is the sovereign hand of God, and we see the signs, but we ought not to be concerned, because if we're saved, we're going to be caught up, snatched out of this old world before many of these things come to fruition and fulfillment. But part of those signs, Matthew chapter 24, verse 5, it talks about false prophets. That's the false teachers. We have false teachers today proliferating as never before. Then wars and rumors of wars. Verse 6 of Matthew 24. We have nation against nation. That word nation is word ethnos. So it means ethnicity. We see today around the world ethnic groups against other ethnic groups. We find that proliferating in America today with the Arabic jihadists demanding that Israel be crushed. That's the mantra coming out of major universities in America today. That's ethnos. That is nation against nation, ethnicities. Then we see the scripture talking about famine, diseases, earthquakes, etc. So that falls into the category of what we're talking about today, Jim. We have today in America, as you are aware and our listeners surely would be, we've seen earthquakes. In fact, on the West Coast, the state of California, the earthquakes are so prolific and so innumerable that they fail to continue to notify us, warn us, and to have it on the news. There are tremors, earthquakes taking place around the globe, and those global earthquakes are signs of the second coming that we see the scripture giving us. So, Jim, how do you see this eclipse as being in the part of that signs factor for the last days?
Well, to be honest with you, I see it more as a wonder of our Lord's creation, that he so perfectly put together this universe that these events, that times and seasons would be held because of these events there. You know, he put these into the sky for our benefit and for his benefit and for his glory. I mean, Psalm 17:1, you know, the heavens declare his glory. It shows the work of his hands. I'm paraphrasing Amen. That, but it's pretty much, to me, I look at things like this, and it makes me stand in awe. I'm not going to deny that I photographed and personally saw the 2017 event. It's quite a moving event, and it's a very spectacular thing to watch. But you have to remember that when you're watching or you're seeing something like that, that the glory is God's, because he's the ultimate creator that has given this this entire universe the wonders that it has. It's truly amazing.
Jim, with your knowledge background and the sensitivity you have to the Word of God, perhaps it'd be good, and if you feel you'd rather not answer the question, that's all right. Share with our listeners what is causing, from the geological, astrological status, what is causing the sun to be covered by the moon?
Well, it's not astrological. That's a completely, it's a science called astronomy, and a lot of people misinterpret astrology when they say, oh, I was born here, but in reality, you will never in your entire life ever be in the exact same place you were at when this galaxy, or whenever you were born, because everything's constantly moving. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in a spiral arm that rotates around a central core that takes a long, long time to complete that rotation at the current speeds that they're talking about. But anyway, as the ecliptic plane is the circular orbit of the planets around the sun, and the moon is in a tidal locked orbit, so you always see that face there. And it goes through phases because it's passing between the Earth and the Sun, and then the Earth is passing, you know, as the Moon comes across, then the Earth casts a shadow. So you have something called a solar eclipse, which is happening today, and then you have other events called lunar eclipses there. So it just depends on what body is casting what shadow. This one today, as the Earth is being passed, as the moon is passing in front of the Earth. And see, here's another great thing about God's design there. The way our moon is right now, whenever it passes in front of the sun and casts its shadow on the Earth, it's the perfect diameter to where it exposes all of the cornea of the sun itself. So once again, God, I can never fathom the nut. One day he'll tell me, but I could never fathom the knowledge that he put into making this wonder of wonders. And just, you know, even us as human beings there, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. So it all comes back to his creation. Yes. And how we give glory to him and how we view it, and knowing that he's the creator and he's the one that's in control. And to me, it comes down to that, and I wouldn't put a lot faith in those that are, they're looking at a single event. They need to look at everything. We won't be blind when this happens. It says that we'll know, just like you know that winter's coming or fall or spring's coming. It's a thing that it's coming, and we'll know it. So I don't know what more to say, Doctor.
Well, absolutely. Well, one of the things that I find, and I did not know this, I'll admit that, in reading the information that I've researched for this broadcast, that the sun is some 400 times larger than the moon. And yet the moon, because of its the Earth's orbit, lines up to the point where it is closer to the Earth, therefore much closer than the Sun, therefore it looks as though it's larger than the Sun to block the sunlight totally. So we have a total solar eclipse. And I go back to emphasizing and elaborating further on what you said. It just shows me the almighty hand of God, His sovereign greatness, His grandeur, that He is carrying this out. It shows to me, it's saying to the world, God is saying to the world, look up, look at me, I'm in control. It's not global warming, it is not climate change, it's not the scientist that will give us and procrastinate about what the weather's going to be like. It's God that's doing this. So my position is, I get excited to see what God is doing. Flex, if you please, the young blood vernacular, flexing his muscles, saying, look at me, I'm in control, not man, not the world, not the world system, but I'm in control. Jim, thank you so much. Amen. For your insight. Thank you so much for your call today. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I pray that you're well.
And I pray that you're well.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Davis is good, but it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, thank you.
Okay. I just wanted to ask a couple of questions. Okay. Now, when this solar eclipse come, when you were talking about maybe the illegal aliens, but take a chance and do some certain things, you know, within that time period, and which is quick. And I know that the Lord said that it's going to be nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, ethnos against ethnos. That's kingdom against kingdom. But I just wanted to know, see, I think God is judging us right now, because we have our leaders supposed to be kings. He said when the righteous rule, the people rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
When the evil people rule, people mourn. And that's what we have right now today in this United States of America. And they're trying to take it down. And it's not just Joe Biden. It's this whole entourage, or cabal, should I say, entourage, that's planning this and doing it. Because if Trump wins, all hell is going to break loose after him.
Well, one of the things that I'm watching very carefully, and we need to understand that God is judging our nation. In fact, go back to May 15, 1948, when Israel became a reconstituted nation. I believe at that point in time, you can go back in history and see that God made a transition from dealing with the Gentile nations to dealing with the Jewish people, the nation of Israel, started disengaging with the Gentile nations and re-engaging with the Jewish nation, the nation of Israel. Up until May 15, 1948, it was rare to hear anything about the Jewish people. And now on 24/7 news cycle, you're hearing Israel, the Jewish people, Israel, the Jewish people. God is dealing with them. And I believe we're watching the coming to fruition, the final days before the rapture of the church, the final days that God gives us in His Word, the signs, the semions, the benchmarks that we need to look at and recognize that God is saying, I'm in control. These are the last days. I'm warning the nations. You see, this solar eclipse, Kenneth, is not just is just in America. It's not around the world. And when we see the darkness that is spoken of, for example, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. That is after the days of the tribulation, immediately after the tribulation days. And this happens during the tribulation days. We're not the tribulation. We're still in the day of grace, the church age. The church has not been lifted out. The church has not been raptured out. And the days of the tribulation will not start until God snatches the church out. Kenneth, our time is up for this part of the broadcast, but thank you for calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute top-of-the-hour news break. Right after that, we're coming back and continue our conversation, dialogue, and discussion. The solar eclipse, is it God's judgment, or is it simply God's warning? Is it God's judgment, or is it one of the signs that we are, in fact, in the last days? Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back, right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit